Welcome back to another episode of Life Mastery Unleashed. I'm your host, Ricky Camus, here to guide you on the journey to mastering every aspect of your life. Today, we're going to talk about my mantra, outgrind, outwork, outhustle everyone. First, we're going to start with outgrind. And what does it mean? It means that when you're at the gym, you do one more rep than the guy next to you. It means that you put on another mile on the treadmill. At the office, it means you make one more call. It means you knock on one more door. It means you call one more past client. It means that you do whatever it takes to beat the guy or girl next to you. It means that you have your eye on your competition, the one that's beating you, and you eat, sleep, drink. You dream about it. You dream about winning. You got to have a mark, okay? You got to have something to chase. Otherwise, you just kind of run around in a circle. The next one, outwork. What does that mean? That means that, you know, there are going to be people that are just have more talent and just natural ability. They call it the gift of gab, or, you know, charismatic, whatever you want to call it. You just know that they have this natural ability to be better than you. So how do you beat that person? You outwork them. You get up earlier. You go to bed later. You eat right. You work out twice a day when they work out twice a week. Because they rest on their laurels. They've been handed things their whole lives. You haven't. You've had to earn every stripe on your body. You've had to grind your way through. Think about that. When you get there to the office before everyone, when you hold 3 open houses during the week, or if you're a loan officer, you go to 10 open houses every weekend, which is a giant, colossal pain in the ass, but it's also necessary. And it's what your competition won't do, but you will. Now, what is out-hustle? Out-hustle means that when your alarm goes off, you spring out of bed. You get up. You don't turn your alarm off. You get up and you get out of bed. Then you turn your alarm off. You don't snooze it. There's no such thing as snooze to you. And you know it. You know, when you're right up out of bed, you're making your bed. It's an automatic response to the first task of the day. You get to work early. You have your notes. During every meeting, you're paying attention. You are contributing. You're literally kind of like the golden child, because it shows when you outgrind, outwork, outhustle everyone. Especially when you're in the dark and nobody can see you, and you're there working on your content, you're working on your marketing, and no one knows. No one knows what you're doing, but you do. And your paycheck does. You might have to put 10, 15, even 20 hours more in a week than the next guy to make the same. But at the end of the day, you made the same and you built up more resilience than they did, didn't you? So as you enjoy this day, I want you to think about that. I want you to think about that, what that means to you. And if you don't really have a competitive spirit, that's okay. Just be better than you were yesterday. Look at yourself and say, how can I outgrind them? How can I outwork them? Can I get up earlier than I did yesterday? And you literally create a competition on yourself. So put down the chimichanga and pick up an apple. Put down the fork and pick up a weight. Pick up a phone and make a call. even when you don't want to. Thank you for tuning in. If you know someone that needs to hear this, please share it, like, comment, leave me a review. And as always, remember, outgrind, outwork, outmuscle everyone.
Okay, flaming dragon, fuckface. First, take a big step back
and literally fuck your own face!